Call us now and make some news with Stan Turner.
And good evening, everyone. Cindy is on vacation.
Call 651-275-1220 or toll free 1-877-646-1220. It's the All Request and Dedication Lunch on Club 1220 KLBB.
Well, folks, in recent weeks during this program, we've had the pleasure of talking with some of the popular music's leading lights, biggest names. Johnny Crawford joined me in studio for both hours of the show. This was late last summer. And we've talked with Johnny Mann of the Johnny Mann Singers. And we visited with Neil Sedaka just before his recent appearance in Minnesota. Same thing with Jack Jones, who appeared just this week at the Dakota Jazz Club in Minneapolis. And now, we add another star to the constellation of standout performers who visit with us here on the air. And that would be Peter Yarrow. Peter is a grand musician in his own right, but he is, of course, forever known as the Peter of Peter, Paul, and Mary, the beloved folk group.
I dig rock and roll music and love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message made
Yeah, so groovy indeed. Isn't it great to hear those voices? What a special, unique blend, truly. Peter Yarrow joins us right now. Peter is in Minnesota for some special events, mostly with school kids, and it's not just about the music, not at all. Peter Yarrow, welcome, and thank you so much for taking time out from a very busy schedule to chat with us. Peter, thank you for being with us here.
It's a great pleasure, my brother.
Very good.
I'm in the state of Minnesota, where my son Christopher was born in Wilmer.
Yes.
And he's performing with me and traveling with me, and it's a great joy. So I'm glad to talk to you from the road.
Well, thank you, Peter, so much. We should say you will be appearing. I know you've been, I think you were in Red Wing, is that right, yesterday?
Yesterday at Red Wing, and today in something.
Right.
Yes,
and you're in Matamidi tonight. Matamidi tonight, and this is part of the Wildwood Artists series there. And
yes, is this a Chautauqua of sorts?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's fabulous.
Yep. It's the Chautauqua Fine Arts Center in Matamidi tonight at 7:30. Peter Yarrow in concert there. And Peter, I know I said in the introduction to you that it's more than just about the music. I know you go around not just this country, but the world, talking about something you call Operation Respect. And can you briefly tell us what that is?
Sure. It's a nonprofit that was started 15 years ago. And it's dedicated to creating environments in schools for classrooms and for the entire schools that are caring and loving and supportive and bully-free and violence-free and ridicule-free. Mm-hmm. And it does that not by just working with bullies and victims, which is highly ineffective, but by creating an environment using music and curricula developed by Educators for Social Responsibility that teaches kids the social skills of how to relate to each other, how to empathize with one another, how to walk in each other's shoes, how to resolve conflicts mm-hmm. nonviolently, and come together so that they can become basically peace builders in their own context.
And Peter Yarrow, the U.S. Congress, no less, has applauded you for this kind of work, so congratulations to you on that. That's great.
Can you believe that anybody ever got the U.S. Congress to agree on anything?
I'll tell you, a very rare moment, I think, but deservedly, very deserved by you. Thank you,
yeah,
Peter.
Yeah, it was a decade ago, that's right.
Yeah, I know. Peter, it's more than a decade ago that I saw you. I then worked at Channel 5 KSDP, and I saw you in our television newsroom one day. You were gathering footage for a documentary, I believe it was, on the Wilmer 8. This was a group of women up in Wilmer, Minnesota, who I think walked out of their bank jobs in protest, and you were working up, I think it was a documentary, is that right?
It was, and it was produced and directed by my wife, Mary Beth McCarthy Yarrow, Jean mm-hmm. McCarthy's niece.
Yes.
We met campaigning together, mm-hmm. and these women walked out because they were there for a long, long time, and they had seniority, but the bank hanger, didn't even look at them, consider them, mm-hmm. and somebody was hired over their heads with fewer qualifications, and it was clearly a case of gender discrimination on the job. And these are apolitical women.
Mm-hmm.
And they became known as the Wilmer Eight. And yes, we were together on that. And that became quite a famous event. It was a famous documentary and then a docudrama that was later produced.
Well, you mentioned McCarthy, your wife, the last name. Of course, you were part of the Gene McCarthy campaign back then. And I heard you sing at McAllister College in St. Paul. I'll never forget a song. I believe it is your own composition called Weave Me the Sunshine Out of the Falling Rain. Is that right?
Very, very good, my brother.
I love
that. You not only have your stuff together in terms of being on present on the radio, you also have a fantastic memory.
Well,
that
you.
Is a song, and it was a kind of one of the songs that Gene loved mm-hmm. me to sing, and then I continue to sing. Recently I sang it mm-hmm. most appropriately at a gathering that I put together mm-hmm. in Newtown for the town to come together and mourn together and commit to making sure that they turned this tragedy of this loss of these children who were killed by gunfire and the educators into something positive called mm-hmm. the Sandy Hook Promise, which means that they're committed to not being remembered for the tragedy, but really being remembered as the place became the spark for change in America in terms of gun laws and treating kids in such a way that they don't become retributive in later life. Now, we sang We Meet Sun. If you listen to the words, it says, they say that the tree of loving, shine on me again, grows on the bank of the river of suffering, shine on me again. In other words, that more loving can come out of suffering. Mm-hmm. Weave me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weave me the beauty and brightness out of the rain that is now covering us, and weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. So it's applicable to many things, but it was very much applicable to that circumstance. And I will, having spoken to you, sing it tonight.
Yes, indeed. Well, Peter, I'm glad to hear that. Peter Yarrow, that's a good case where song lyrics become poetry. Elevated speech, as they say. That's what poetry is. And that is truly a beautiful song with a beautiful message and beautifully put.
Thank you.
I've got to ask you, Peter. Of course, we can't
it's
do this interview.
It's not about drugs. No.
And, of course, Puff the Magic Dragon is not about drugs. We'll just dismiss that right now. I've already done service for you on that one a few weeks ago when we played the song. It's not about drugs. Okay. But, Peter, we've got to ask you quickly, the formation of Peter, Paul, and Mary, how did that come about? And we know we've lost Mary, but do you and Paul Stuckey still get together?
We do, and I perform myself all the time, as per today when I'm performing alone, but not alone with my son, who sings with me and plays, believe it or not, the washtub bass. it's true. And
I believe you.
You would swear it sounds like a bass, a regular bass, because he plays it so brilliantly, beautifully.
Yeah.
In any event, Peter, Paul, and Mary got together in 1960. We met in December of 1960 at the heyday of the Greenwich Village folk revival scene. And Albert Grossman, my manager, proposed our creating a group together. And it was his concept, and we looked for people to join. And Noel Paul was over there at the Gaslight running the entertainment, and he was a comedian mm-hmm. and also a wonderful songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Travers was a very famous village fixture who had performed with Pete Seeger and in a group called the Song Swappers, high school students that Pete Seeger had put together, and was on Broadway singing with Mort Saul in a presentation. So there I met Noel, and we met, the three of us got together at his four-floor walk-up.
You called him Noel. That's Paul, isn't it? Paul is Noel, right?
Yes, yep. Noel is Noel Paul.
Right.
Yeah, he took a virtual stage name of Paul so that we could have the euphonic Peter, Paul, and Mary rather than Peter, Noel, and Mary, which at this point, looking at it, was... it was very common to take stage names in those times, but mm-hmm. once... Artie Garfunkel used his name. After that, nobody bothered to change their name.
That's kind of impressive, I gotta say.
With a name like Garfunkel, you've got to be as good as Smucker's. Jam,
that's right.
You know?
With a name like that, it's got to be good, right, Peter? Yeah.
You got it.
We played I Dig Rock and Roll Music, Peter, Paul, and Mary hit from 67 that is coming into this interview. That was a song basically of ridicule of rock and roll, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, yes. It was a put-down, wasn't it?
It was not. No? It was not. Not at all a put-down.
Okay.
It was not said sarcastically. Noel had a rock and roll band when he was in high school. Mary and I were folkies to the core.
Okay.
But Noel came into the group, and he had a history of jazz and classical music and a rock and roll band called, I kid you not, the Birds of Paradise when he was in high school. and he loved rock and roll music. He was a super Beatles fan.
Okay.
He was off the scales. He loved it. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't mean that he didn't appreciate, you know, the music he was singing. It just means that he had a very Catholic or, you know, broad taste.
But Mary Travers had said in an interview, rock and roll is so badly written. When the fad changed from folk to rock, they didn't take along any good writers. That's a slam.
Well, Mary was very good at slamming, but and she was character. She was noted for that, but she also was equally complimentary when the mood struck her the spirit struck her.
Sure,
but one thing is true: there's a difference between writing a song because it's in your heart to write it, and the other one, writing a song when you see the money jingling in front of you, and that's what you're singing.
Yes.
Can I ask you a quick question, Peter? I have a picture, or excuse me, a video on our website of you, Peter, Paul, and Mary in 1963 by the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C., and you're singing for what has to be hundreds of thousands of people. How do you, were you just absolutely terrified? Because it's one thing to have a concert, it's another to be in open air for something as important as the civil rights movement. How did you do that?
Well, if you look at us, we're not terrified at all. We're totally heart committed, filled with love. I mean, there was no danger in the air whatsoever, although going down there, we didn't know what to expect, you know. But we sang there, and it was an epiphany. We just realized that when people get together, there are 250,000 people there, by the way, that when they get together and commit to something with their hearts, and the music helps to, you know, solidify that commitment. And they all sang If I Had a Hammer and Blow. And that was 50 years ago, and I just was at the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington with Noel Paul Stuckey, but we also had Trayvon Martin's parents singing Blowing in the Wind with us.
Oh, wow.
As well as Mark Warden, who lost his 7-year-old son at Newtown, kind of making a statement about where we have to go and racism and gun violence.
You're a brave man.
Peter Yarrow, of all the songs that you, Peter, Paul, and Mary put out, all the great successes, what are those that are truly your favorites?
Well, there's nothing that compares to Louie Louie. I mean, that's it.
Yes!
Louie Louie. Come on, Peter.
Louie Louie.
I've only got two legs to pull here.
You know, I'll be singing Puff the Magic Dragon and Blowing in the Wind and Leaving on a Jet Plane Tonight and Fire the Hammer.
Yep, good.
That's the way it goes.
That's lovely.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm glad it goes that way. Peter Yarrow, what a joy talking with you.
Friends.
Thank you.
You too.
Just want to remind folks that Peter Yarrow in concert tonight, Matamidi, you know, that's right next to White Bear Lake here on the east side of the Twin Cities, the Wildwood Artist Series, and Peter Yarrow performing tonight at 7:30. And that'll be at Matamidi High School. You can call there for further information. Peter Yarrow, you do us proud and you do us honor by being on the show today. Thank you so much. And we so enjoy. Right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day and a great concert. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Peter Yarrow.